Michal, Rappaport, Parshas Hashemayis, Study Day Torah, Manchester.
When he closed.
Good morning, everyone. I would like to talk through, say, over a story that happened, the shaila that arose from the story, and perhaps see what the ramifications of the hachra on that shaila would be. How would it play out in other areas? So the story was like this. Our old friend Reuven was driving in the morning, and he, without noticing, he swiped the car on his side. His left wing mirror clipped someone else's right wing mirror, and he scratched Yanim's mirror. He got out of his car, and he saw that the car belonged to Shimon. There was a notice in the front that Shimon was selling his car for £1,200. He looked at the side mirror, and he saw that the housing was taka scratched. So he straight away called up Shimon. He left Shimon a message that I've scratched your car. I'd like to see if I settle, if need be. I'd like to settle. That's what left it at that. The next day, Reuven was walking next to his house, and he sees Levi getting into this car. So he asks Levi, "This is Shimon's car, isn't it?" So Levi says, "No, I bought it this morning. I got it for £1,200. Fine. Reuven comes home that evening, and he sees there's a letter. It passed through his door. It's a letter from Shimon. And Shimon said, "I received your message that you damaged my car. You damaged the wing mirror. I made some inquiries. I phoned up a couple of garages. It would cost £200 to repair. Please send me £200. So Reuven got very tzikocht. So Levi, he called up straight away. He called up Shimon. He said, "I don't understand." He said, "No, first of all, you didn't even repair the car. You didn't even repair the car. And you sold the car for exactly the same price that you were asking before. I saw the sign in the windscreen. The sign in the windscreen said you wanted £1,200. I met Levi this morning. Levi this morning told me he bought the car for £1,200. So you didn't lose anything. Why should I pay you?" So what should be the case? Can Shimon be toveya the cost of the repair? Or can he not? Can he be toveya the cost of the repair because he didn't then repair it? Can he be toveya the cost of the repair because seemingly he did not lose any money, because he seemed to have sold the car for the same amount of money? What would be the deal? Let's try and bring a few makoros, a few rice, and let's see if we can get somewhere. So we'll start off with a posuk. The posuk says in Parshas Mishpatim, "Al kol devar pesha, al shoir, al chamoir, al se, al tzamo, al kol avido asher yemar ki huzeh." The posuk over there is talking about the shomrim. And the pasuk says that you go and you have to make a shvur al kol devar pesha on a negligence. I'll show you whether it's a cow, a bull, whether it's a donkey, whether it's a sheep, whether it's a dress. Al kol avod on anything that gets lost, any object. Asher yoimar ki huzeh, where the person involved says this is it. Chazal darshan from the words ki huzeh, that this is it, the musug of moedah b'miktsas. Moedah b'miktsas. I come to you and I'm teveh that you owe me £100. And you say, "No, I don't owe you £100. I owe you £50, but not £100. So because you're moedah b'miktsas ha'taina, you agree that half of the taina is correct. I was teveh 100, and you agree that 50 of that is correct. So midoraisi, you're mechuyev to give a shvur on the other half. Yeah? You midoraisi, you're mechuyev to give a shvur. What happens if I'm teveh you £100, and you say, "I only owe you 50, and here it is. And you straight away give me the £50. That's the musig is known as heilach. It means here it is. Heilach is here it is. Give it. Take it. And Rav Sheshes holds in the Gemara Bava Metzia that when you do a heilach, when you straight away admit to a claim and hand over the claim straight away, you're potter from a shvur. Because we split up the tvia into two tainas. When I was tvia £100 and you straight away gave me 50, we look at it as if the 50 that you paid me straight away is not involved at all. And all I'm being teveh you on now is £50. And the £50, you deny that you owe me. So we've gone back to regular, a koifer bakoil, someone who denies that he owes any money, is potter from a shvur midoraisa. Now, the Gemara goes through different things about heilach, when you chayiv rayas, to which side Rav Chiya holds you chayiv, Rav Sheshis holds you potter. The Gemara comes along and talks about karka. The Gemara in Bab Matzia says, Uleman da Omar heilach potter. According to that man, the Omar said heilach is potter to Rav Sheshis. Amai itzrich kro lemi uter karka. Why do we need a posuk to tell me that you potter from a shvu and a karka? What does that mean? Back to our posuk in Mishpatim. The Gemara says that the Gemara points out that the posuk mentions four things: al shoyer, a chamoyer, a se, and a salmo. What's the common denominator between these four things? They're dovar hamitaltel, you can move them around, v'gufay momen, and they've got an integral value. So we dash in the posuk with a klal, prato klal, al kol dvar pesha, anything which you're negligent in, whether it's a shoyer, chamoyer, a se, or salmo, these are the protim, the detailed. Al kol avod on everything, yochayev. So the Gemara says we darshan from this prat that anything which is dovah hamitaltel, anything which is movable, the gufay moment and it's got an integral value, that's what you make a shvuah. But something which is not movable, like land, karkois, you don't make a shvuah. A shtar which is not gufay moment, it's merely an obligation or a shivud, but it doesn't have any integral value, you don't make a shvuah. So on land, if someone I'm to avid that you stole my piece of my house, you're not mechayiv to make a shvua. You're never mechayiv to make a shvua, even if you're a moedim and mikzas. Even if you're never mechayiv to make a shvua, there's no shvua on karkos. Now, the Gemara asks that land is always here. You don't take away land. So if I'm teveh you land, and you say to me, heilach, I'm teveh you that you stole from me a big piece of land, and you say only stole half of that amount that you teveh me. So even though it's heilach, because I've given it back to you, because it's here, I don't have to give it to you, it's here. I don't hand it over to you.
Heilach by land? It all depends on the coin of making a kinyan. Where's the heilach on land?
Heilach just means that I'm giving it to you now. That's what heilach means. If I'm to pay you money, nothing to do with the kinyan. If you hand it over straight to me away, and you admit straight away that it's mine, and you give it over to me now, that's why you pot from a shvur. And land, you've given it over to me. It's here. I have it. So the Gemara says, land is always heilach. So land, if the corner of the man, the Omar, that heilach is potter, Rav Sheshes holds that heilach is potter, why do you need a special posuk, that klal or prato klal, to teach me that there's no shvur on karka? I'm always potter from a shvur on karka. So the Gemara says, we need a posuk to tell me in a case where I changed the land. How did I change the land? I dug pits. A chofar boiros shichan amoritz. Boiros is this different type of moritz. A cave, a boiros is a pit. A shiach, siach is I think is with binyan. So, dus is with binyan. Different types of pits. Yeah, different shapes. Square and round and long. So he dug different shapes in the land. So it's not the same land. So I haven't given it back to you. Fine? So we know that if you dig, you can dig a pit in the ground. Reuven or Yanim stole a piece of land from me. Stole my field. He dug it up, and I came and was teveah him. He has not given me the same land back because he changed the land. So the Rambam passes the halacha like this. He says that achoyfer b'steich aveiroi boris shichanum oris v'fsiduah. If I was dug in someone else's land and I destroyed it, and I'm chayv l'shtarim and I'm obligated to pay because I destroyed it, I was a mazik. Now you can come and have different tainus bein shetoan shechofar. Where the nizik tainas that the mazik was chayfer. Reuven says, Levi says to Yitzchok that you dug in my land, and Yitzchok said I didn't. He denies it, or he says that you dug two pits, and he says denies and says I only dug one pit. In all such cases, there's never shvua midaraisa, because on land there's never shvua midaraisa. As I zok the Rambam, that's what the Rambam says. Comes along the Ravid and says nirin hadvarim. If the tvia of the nizik was, you have to repair my land, you have to fill up the pit, you have to straighten the chotza that you damaged, then the Rambam is right that there's no tvia, there's no shvu on karka. However, im tovoi leshalem pichsoi, if the tvia was not to repair the land, the tvia was pay me my damages. Harehu kashar tvias momen, it's like a regular tvias momen, like a regular monetary claim. Ukamisha omar loy chavalta bishnaim, vuima loy chavalti alachas. And it's as if he says, you hit me twice, and he says, I only hit you once, and we have a nidin about the nizik and how much you mechayuv to pay. When a person is mazik someone else begufo, yeah, he bashes him in. So we never say that there's something integral which is lost. A person can't have a tangible financial value. No human a regular human being doesn't have a tangible financial value. You can estimate if he would be an eved how much he would worth, but it's not a be'etim, it's a value. You can't repair him. You can't replace him. He can get a refuah, but you can't. There's not a financial object there. So just like by chavalta bishnayim, you just pay him the damages of what he suffered, of the nezek, v'chulei. So too, the Ravid says, when you claim by karka not to repair it, but when you claim to the damages, what he's lost, pichsoy, then there's not called karka. So what's the machlok is the Ravid and the Rambam? The Rambam says that whenever there's a tvi on a karka, it's always called a tvi on the land. Someone came along and he dug a pit in my field and it's irreparable. Rambam says it's still called a tvias karka. It is repairable, it's called a tvias karka. The Ravid says, well, it depends. If it's repairable and if he's tovea the repairs, if I ask for the repair, then that's called a tvias karka. It's as if I'm claiming land. But if I don't ask for the repair, if I just ask for my loss, that's not called a tvias karka. So first of all, the chiddush in the Ravid is that someone has got two options. He's got two routes he can take. He can choose to claim this route, he can choose to claim that route. And he can gain from one and lose from the other. And he can choose, it's his pick. But the way the Reb Chaim understands the Machlokes, the Rambam, and the Ravid, is that do we say that when I'm paying for a, when someone, when I have to pay for the damages in the land, is it like land or not? When the Rambam says that my land got damaged, and you have to pay me for my damage, either you have to fix it, or you have to pay for my damage, whatever the case may be, we're assuming that the Dmei Karka, the money that you're paying for the land, has got the same din as Karka. It is land. This money that I'm giving you is land. It's karka. And if either rivet, that's not the case. Not always. It depends what you're asking for. So there's another chakira in any tashlumi nezikin. Why do I have to pay you when I damage you? Why am I mechuyev to pay you? Pardon? Sorry? Because of a mafsid in moment. Okay. Yeah, I was going to cause them a damage. Yeah. Is there any other option? Perhaps the reason I'm going to pay him is not because I caused him in his bank account a loss, but because he has this object and I have to remember this object, I have to replace this object for him. It's what the Achronim called the Demei HaChefetz. The reason why I'm paying is not for his financial loss, but rather because of this object is to be replaced of his. So it's related to financial loss, but it's not the same mechanics. So the Shach, when the Shach is talking about this halacha, and he goes at great length and discusses this Rambam and the Ravid, and he says an entirely different pshat in the whole sugya, and he learns the taina or something else, but he comes along and says something very, very esoteric. In all Dine Nezikin, about how we understand Dine Nezikin. And he said that when we're talking about an object which is repairable, the mazik is mechuyev to repair it. It's not that you have to compensate him for the loss, either the financial loss in his bank, or because you have to compensate him for how much the object has gone down. Your chiyuv is to repair the object. And the money, and if you pay him in money, the money is merely a way of being repairing the object. But you're mechuyev to do that. Nefid Shach. Right? So you're mechuyev to do that, Nefid Shach. That means that it doesn't necessarily mean that the Shach is learning that the din of Tashlumi Nezikin is because of Hefzed Momin. Or the din of Tashlumi Nezikin is Alts Dmea Chayfetz. The Shach is learning an entirely new Mahalach in Din and Nezikin. You have to reverse what you did. You did something, you were mazik someone. You have to reverse that. There's very often in Eretz Yisrael, you see in the signs in the shop, it's shavarta shilamta. You broke it, you paid for it. The vote is shavarta tikamta. If you break it, you have to fix it. But not because you're being mamid the chayfetz, you have said momen, or because there's a din of tashlum on the dmei chayfetz. You have to reverse what you did. So now, all of this the Chayyur is talking about only when I can repair it. Pretty obvious. Yeah? If I go and burn down someone's house, even if I build a new house, I haven't repaired the house. I've merely replaced it. But in something which is repairable, we can have a whole discussion about how it's going to work.
Landfill, bring a truck of soil.
Yes.
So you're basically repairing the thing. It's not talcum, it's carpet.
Oh, so very good. Because by let's say I dug a pit in someone's house and I put new carpet in the pit. So what have I repaired? I've repaired the pit or I've repaired his field? Sorry?
Both.
Huh? Both, but the tefillah was not on the pit that I need to repair. The tefillah was on his field. You've ruined my field. But if you can have a case where the field is irreplaceable, if I flood the field and I wash away all the topsoil and it's not plantable anymore, or whatever the case may be. So you can have cases of karka where it's irreplaceable. It's not all a house. A house can be irreplaceable if you burn down the house. So that's the shach, and the shach says that you mechuyev to repair, and the tumim comes and he says it's not mamash mechuyev to repair, that the mazik rather has an option. If he decides to repair it, he can repair it. It's going to be a big enough kamina lahalocha. Not in our case. If you come along and you mamash damage, you break off someone's wing mirror and you're a mechanic, so can he be you're a hobbyist, can he be tovea that you should, can you repair it yourself? Was he mechuyev, are you mechuyev to repair it? If you don't want to repair it, you just want to pay money, it can be enough kaminas la'alocha between the tumim and the shach. So let's go back to our case. In our case, if the nizak, the guy's wing mirror got damaged, if he says that he wants to, if he wouldn't have sold his car, let's say, he wants to be tever the repair on his car. He wants to be tever the repair on his car. So it depends on this, he's mechuyev to repair it lefi the shach. And you can be machriach him to repair it, or he has to pay money to repair it. Fine. How do we assess the damage? How do we assess it? The pashtus is, if we're talking about this case of a repair, you take it to a mechanic, how much is it going to cost to repair? So let me share with you a Mishnah in Baba Kama. The Mishnah in Baba Kama talks about, Baba Kama is all about cows, bulls and cows. And the Mishnah in Baba Kama talks about a cow which fell into a chotzer. It fell into a field and walked around the field for a few hours because it was there. Or did it actually walked into a field? Yorda kadarko. Yorda kadarko, it managed to get into a field and it started eating. So yorda kadarko, it went into a field, kaderach the regular way. Meshalemes mashay ziko. You have to pay what the cow had damaged. Ketzad, how do you assess that? Ketzad meshalemes mashay ziko, how do you assess what she damaged? Shomin beis so'o ve'oise sode kama yose yofa ve'kama yofa. You've got lines of tour here. You ate up a whole line of bushels of berries. So you have to assess how much the berries are worth. But it's in that field. Okay. Reb Shimon says, achla peres gemurim, if she ate fruit which was complete, which was finished, it was on the trees but it was finished, v'shalem es peres gemurim, you pay like for like. Im sa'ah, sa'ah, im sa'asayim, im sa'asayim. She pays what she, you have to pay for what she damaged. So the Gemara asks, in the Gemara Nun Ches on the base in Baba Kama, first of all, the Gemara says, where do we know this from? That you mechay, that you shomen beis so'ah, ba'isa so'ah. You assess the row of berries in that field. Where does the Gemara know that from? Minanim bili. Omar Rav Masna, the Omar Kro, uvi'er bistei acher. Melamed sheshomen al gav stei acher. The Pasuk, when it talks about a behema which is mazik, it says, the Pasuk says, uvi'er bistei acher, it went and it finished, it damaged, it ate in a stei acher in someone else's field. Yeah. And you have to pay. So the Gemara Darshan, why does it say ubi'er bistei acher? It should say ubi'er bistei chaveiroi, ubi'er stei chaveiroi. From the end of the Gemara, it says that you assess it bistei acher in another field. Another one's field. Ubi'er bistei acher. B is inside the field. How do you do it? Omar Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, so'o b'shishim so'in. You take 60 so'o, and you say one of these, how much would it be to sell a field of 60 saw? How much is one saw worth? And then you assess that according to that damage. And the Gemara says that this is the Gemara says that it's really as I'm in compromise. Because if you just assess how much one bushel is worth, how much the whole field is worth, so a small field can either be worth a lot of money, can be worth a little bit of money. If it's going to be worth a lot of money for an Oni who doesn't have enough money to buy a field, so he's got a little bit of savings and he's prepared to put those savings to any piece of property that he can find. And he knows he can't buy anything. There's only a certain amount of small fields for sale. So it's a law of supply and demand. The Oni is desperate for a field. There's not a big supply, so automatically the price will be higher. On the other hand, a huge, huge, huge field, there's also not a big demand for it, so the price goes down, yachasit. So the Gemara says this is a type of, the way they explain it is a type of compromise between the mazik and the nizak. But this is, and even though the Gemara talks about it, this talks about a cow, it's the same din by Aldama mazik as well. If I go and eat up a whole bushel of berries, a whole row of bushels of berries, then I'm also chayv to pay that. And the way we calculate it is sa'ah agav shishim. But this is only a din by things which are still growing in the land, which still need the land. The din of shamin sa'ah agav shishim is only a din in things which are growing. Things which are complete, you pay according to what you complete. And damage a metaltern, you pay according to the value of the metaltern and you value it. So this is a halacha on which the Aruch HaShulchan says that even though we dash it from the Pasuk, it's an asmachta, and it's a Kabbalah biyad chazal, biyad chachomim, that this is how we assess damages for fruits which are still growing. Anything else, how do we do it? You have to take the value of how much it was worth and how much you've lost. How much is the evet, you cut off an evet hand, how much was he worth before, how much is he worth now? And the difference is, that's called the nezek. So that's how we're going to assess it, right? We're going to take the car, and we're going to assess how much was it worth before, how much was it worth after, the chira, and then you can see the damages. So there's a seeming discrepancy, because on the one hand we said that the shach says, you mechuyev to be mesaken. On the other hand, we know that by metaltalin, not by a field, metaltalin, the way we assess damages is you see how much it was worth before and how much it was worth after. So, which one do we go after? The repair is going to cost £200 to repair. How much is the value of the car going to increase? Maybe none. So what do we do? How do we decide it? There's a story with the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim used to say, I don't know if he used to say it, in Toldos of Chofetz Chaim, it's brought the story, cited, that if you have a big building, an office block, and someone came and put a rock through one of the windows, so how much is he mechuyev to repair? How much is he mechuyev to pay? Pardon?
To replace the window.
How much would you pay for a big office block?
That's the hezek.
Huh?
That is the hezek. He broke the window. It costs £50.
But we said that when you assess damages, you have to assess how much is worth before and how much is worth after.
When you can actually know the damage of one window, it's okay. When you don't know the damage of a window, then you have to assess.
I do know the damage of the window. I'll bring two buyers. I'll show one the buyer one side of the building which is complete, and I'll say the other side looks exactly the same. And I'll show the other buyer the other side with the broken window, and they both give me the same price. If we're talking about a little office of 6.5 square meters with a broken window, I can hear that a window will take a fractured price. Talking about a huge building with one broken window, it makes a difference.
It's what the appearance of the whole building.
No, the investor who's buying it for commercial property is not. He doesn't care about the broken window. Yeah, it's not worth. It's not going to make the difference. It's not going to be make or break. But you rightly said that it's going to cost a lot of money to repair the window. A big plate glass window. It's a nice expensive window to replace. Triple glazed. It was tutman. So Chofetz Chaim said no. You assess the damages according to what it is. The Chaznish says, Snish Demes. It depends. If you're talking about something which is Oymed Limechira, something which is about to be sold, Schoira, things like that, so then it's true, you can assess how much it is. You can assess how much was it worth before, how much was it worth after, that's fine. But something which is never going to be sold, or it's not Oymed Limechira, not if it's never going to be sold, something which is not Oymed Limechira, so there you have to assess the damage. And that is l'chore the yishuv between the shach, who says that you have to pay to repair damages, And what the Gemara says, that you assess how much was worth before and how much was worth after. Now again, the Shach is only talking about something which is repairable. The Shach agrees something which is not repairable, that you assess according to what the Gemara said. If a cow eats a bag of grain, so you pay for the grain. How much? You can't repair the grain. You burn the house, you pay for the house. But something which is repairable, the Shach says there that you repair it. And it seems that this is the noihag by the poskim. And there's actually a very interesting raya heard. We'll leave it aside for the moment. Now, back to our case. So, Reuven scratched Shimon's car. So, is it mechuyev to repair it? Is mechuyev to repair the wing mirror or not? Sorry? Oh, the mechira. Okay, it's emel mechira. Yeah. Let's say it wasn't emel mechira. So, let's say it wasn't emel mechira. Is mechuyev to repair it? I don't know. On my car, if you scratch my car, it will only go up in value because then it will look symmetrical. But I'm all you have a car where the car never appears without a scratch. As soon as it gets scratched, straight away repaired. And some scratches, people are not so much good about it. It depends on the age of the car, depends on the worth of the car, depends on the person, depends on the time. It depends on how many coffees he's had that morning. There's a whole variety of factors which contribute to whether the car is, whether the repair is a repairable repair. Or I'm meant to be repaired, or not I'm meant to be repaired. So in such a case, you'd have to look at in each case individually, you have to assess whether this is something which is I'm meant to be repaired, or something which is not I'm meant to be repaired. Now in our case, we've thrown in another factor. The fact that everyone rightly said is that the car is Omer Lemechira, he sold it. And he sold it for the same price as well. So here you can go into another hole balagan. Another, you could have to investigate further. Why did Levi pay the full price of £1,200 for the car? Was he desperate for the car? Did he like the color? Because it didn't make a difference to the price. And if he did like the car, if he was desperate for the car, so betzim the car did go down in value, but it didn't cause Shimon any loss because Shimon didn't lose any money. Shimon was asking for £1,200 and he got the £1,200. You're right that the car went down in value, but it didn't cause him any loss. But maybe it did cause him a loss, and he just has a very good friend that decided to give him a present. So all these things have to be assessed. When you're looking at the shayla, you have to see, was it really omer lemechira? Was it omer for repair? Was it something which needs to be repaired? There's a good example. If you break the motor in a wing mirror, the motor to adjust the wing mirror. So if you're looking at a car, and the guy says to you, the wing mirror is broken. Not the wing mirror, is the ring. It's fine. So you sit in the car, you can see the wing mirror, you can't adjust it. Is it going to bring down the value of the car? Pashas not. Are people going to repair it? Pashas, yeah. So here you've got something which is going to cost to repair, but doesn't bring down the value of the car. So it has to be, each question individually has to be analyzed in each case, and the question of how to assess damages can go on forever, and you can have many, many different cases which will have different ramifications in this case, and this case will have ramifications in that case.
Can Shimon say somebody dashed my car and Levi says, can I claim Reuven
now? No, because Levi's not the Baldova.
He sold all my car, all the chayes, but he was happy to it. So he's got a case against Shimon and Reuven for it.
I don't know. I haven't looked into it. I don't know. But Pashas, I would assume that Levi can't, because Levi's not the Baldova. Can he sell the right to the Shimon?
Sold the right. Sold all the rights. Can he sell everything?
Kol mash tov liyode? Ich weiß nicht. I don't know. He bought the schus to be tevea. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. Can you sell the schus to be shavua? It says a moment man in shibud. So insurance we spoke about last time. Insurance is a separate thing, because insurance is a separate deal between. Right, so first of all, there's some insurance policies are that they'll only pay for the repair. They don't give you a cash settlement of how much the cash will be cost. They're going to pay you exactly for the repair. So that could be, it's called a Kabbalah Sacharias on the repair, and that could be that he didn't damage you because of the insurance is going to cover you, but maybe your premium is going to go up. But most insurance policies are not that way. Most insurance, I don't know about cars, but let's say by houses, insurance policy by house is a separate financial arrangement.
But that's what made him all this.
Yeah, it's not so clear. It's not so clear. It's enough for machlokes, yeah, definitely. It's enough for. Saying when you're talking about selling on the schus to Levi, you could definitely sell on the schus to have a fight. Yeah.
If I put my car in the garage for a week to fix my windmirror, and yeah, hire a car for a week, can I charge it for that?
Oh, that's called sheves. When sheves, you only pay by odor. By Odom, there's 5 within Zikin, Nezek, Tari, Pesheves, Beshes. Sheves is only paid by Odom. And think about it, it's only Grom as well. It's a Grom and Nizok and his Potter. So you're not Machiv, you're not Machiv to pay. Just mention two other Shilas which would come out from this case, but also ramifications about how to assess the Zikin. If I have a pair of earrings and someone came along and smashed one up, so he's only smashed one earring. One earring still holds. What's sever tepes? You can smelt it. Maybe I can get someone to repair the old earring, and then the old earring won't be exactly the same. Is each earring integral? The value of its earring is integral to its pair. Assessing damages can be very, very nitty gritty. How do you assess a pair of trousers versus a suit? For a damaged part of a suit. Or you asked me last time about a dry cleaner ruins a suit. So yes, let's say it's pesheya. It's very difficult to assess damages. Just have a couple more minutes. I'd just like to say over something very, very interesting I heard from Mechash HaChochma. Moshe Rabbeinu was in Midian, and the Rebbeinu Shalom came to him and told him, you have to go back to Eretz Mitzrayim to save Klal Yisrael. So he said, fine, I'll go back. What did Rebbeinu Shalom tell him? Leich shuv Mitzrayimo, ki meisuko lahanoshim ha-mevakshim es nafshecho. Dosan Baviram, who one of the roitvim of Moshe, they either came aniim, they became aniim, the Gemara says, so they weren't a threat to him anymore. Shtel Tzachfo. Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting in Midian. We've got Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. We're suffering under the oil of Paro. Babies are being killed, people are dying left, right, and center. And then Rebbeinu Shalom came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he said to him, go and save your Klal Yisrael. Be matzal them. Take them out from the gates al Movis. Take them out. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I can't. Someone's going to kill me. Dosan Vaviram. But they get different kind of them. Vaksham is not right. They may have killed him. Vavosvet Zayn. So the whole Klal Yisrael should die because Moshe is going to suffer Xakona. So there wasn't anyone else. There was Moshe. Rebbeinu Shalom picked Moshe and he said, you. There's a Mishnah in Soif in the Maseches Makis. Mishnah says, someone who kills B'Shegeg, he has to go to an Ir Miklot. Ir Miklot, he stays there L'Oilam, to the Moshad Moshad Koyen HaGodol. And the Mishnah says, V'afilu Sal Tzava Kiyo Ben Teruyo. He's a general, he's the biggest general in Klal Yisrael. Doesn't go out. The Tveretz Yisrael Frekt is a Hashdeinish. You've got the whole of Klal Yisrael and Sakona. And you've got Yoav ben Tzruya and Ir Miklot, a general like Yoav ben Tzruya and Ir Miklot, and the Sofik, when he goes out, the girl Adam might kill him. If the girl Adam kills him, the girl Adam's going to die as well. Yeah, because the whole of Klal Yisrael and Sakona. Say, nay, Daphne Shariskin. Why? What's going on? It's Meshech Chochma says, and Orsamech, it says the same thing in Orsamech and Ilchus Retzeach, it's Takanish Mechuyev. I'm not Mechuyev to put myself in the Sofik Sakona to save someone else. But the Cheshek Shleimer says that the Mishnah of Ben Makis is talking about, the Mishnah says a very interesting Loshen, and Rama brings the Loshen. Hagoyle ni yoytem imi klote l'oilom, at moise koyen agod. Chvashenish, it's l'oilom, it's forever, or it's not forever? It's l'oilom, it's l'koyen godol. At moise koyen agod, he can't go out. Zok the Cheshek Shleimer, he must go out, he has to save Klal Yisrael. As soon as the war's over, back to the Or Miklot. But imi klot yeshev l'oilom, that's his place always. Except when he has to go out to save Klal Yisrael. But L'Oilom, that's his place. Ad Moshe Koyen HaGadol, then he can go back. Yeah.